By ons in die atelier is Mackenzie Meyer van Penryn College. Sy is gekies as een van die top 100 matrieks in Antarctica. Wat basiese kompetisie is wat vir 5 matrikulante landwyd die geleentheid bied om na Antarctica te reis. Welcome, Mackenzie.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Why did you get involved?
So the planet, I think that everyone knows now, it's become quite a big thing that there's a lot of global warming happening, and I think in a few years we're not going to be able to make a difference because it's going to be too far along to actually start changing the ways that people do things.
So, how did you hear about the competition, and what does it entail exactly to enter?
So one of my mom's work colleagues actually saw it on Carte Blanche, and she thought that this would be a great thing for me to enter into, so I thought, like, maybe I should just try it and see how it goes. So you have to, so when you first enter, you send an essay in about the types of things that you do for the environment and how you try to live almost a waste-free life. So after that gets sent in, you are picked either for the top 100. So after I sent my essay in, I got picked for the top 100, and it was a very big achievement for me because, like, 100 in the country is quite
it's
good.
Huge, I think.
So now I had to send in a video about me speaking about what the biggest problem in Mpumalanga is, and what can you do to help fix that?
And so, what is the biggest problem in Mpumalanga? So I
didn't want to do something like, I wanted to do something that not everyone was going to pick. So I automatically assumed that everyone was going to pick, like, litter and rubbish. But I, one of my friends, one of my really good friends, her dad is a nature conservationist. So I asked him about it, and I was like, can you please help me out with this? Like, I just needed some advice. And so I ended up picking the disposal of disposable nappies. So, and it also plays a big role in education, which is why I actually want to become a teacher when I'm finished school. I want to be able to educate people on, like, topics they don't know about. And I also think that this opportunity for me to go to Antarctica can give me an insight about, like, what I can educate people on about the environment, what they can do to help it. So the disposal of disposable nappies in Mpumalanga is really bad because people don't know how to dispose of them properly, especially in the rural areas. So they end up being washed into rivers after it rains, into drain pipes.
Which, and they just stick around forever.
Yeah, they take about 250 to 300 years to decompose, which is, like, a big problem because one child goes through 6,000 to 7,000 nappies in their 2.5 years of life. So, and also those nappies can cause diseases to people and the environment.
So what's your plan with them?
Well, I think it does definitely start with education and going into communities and, like, helping people know what the damage that waste can cause. Not only the environment, but to them as well, because this waste gets into, like, water systems, and then fish eat that, and the microplastics. And there's actually been research shown that there's microplastics found in fish meat. And then people are now eating this, which affects them. So I think that, like, if we start helping people understand the damage that they're causing to the environment and themselves and the community, then it can help.
What's so appealing about Antarctica?
Well, I think because it's a very different environment to South Africa.
You do realize you live in the low.
Yeah. Well, that's why I thought that, like, it would be such a great opportunity to see how the global warming affects an environment like that. because we see how it affects here, but I wanted to know how it would affect a place like that.
So how, what would you expect from the trip, should you be selected?
Well, I do know that there's going to be some science activities involved, and I'm actually terrible at science, so I just thought maybe this could like be a learning curve for me, and like how to just like gather information to help people. But I do know that we do science experiments, some hikes around the areas, and also we learn about the diverse environment, different ways of conserving the earth, and yeah.
How are the final five going to be chosen?
That I'm actually not too sure. I actually have no idea how that is going to play out, because I know for the top 50 we had to send in a video, but I'm not too sure how the top five is going to work.
Do you know when the trip is, when it's going to be announced? Is there another round after this?
Yes.
Ah.
So I think it is top 30 after this. I'm not too sure, to be honest. Like, when you do make it into the next round, they just kind of send you what you need to know for what to, for the next round that you're going to be entering. So I'm not too sure what the other rounds entail.
Now, you said initially you had to write an essay about
yes.
how you live.
Yeah.
And how is that that you are? Are you very not wasteful?
I try to be. I try to be. I really do.
And do you have a whole family involved?
I try and get everyone involved. So I actually live on a farm out on the Kanyamazan Road, and so my dad, we have bees on the farm, and bees do play a big role in nature, because they pollinate everything. So what I just started actually last week is getting the honeycomb, and then separating the honey and the wax, and then melting that wax so I can make sustainable like body creams or like lip ice and that. Yeah.
Do you have one single biggest worry about the state of the planet?
I think the fact that it kind of like seems to come in like trends, if you know what I mean. So let's say, for instance, a famous person will post about how bad the environment's getting, then it'll become a trend. And I think it shouldn't be up and down. I think it should like be something that people are thinking about and trying to fix, because I also like, one person can't fix it by themselves. It has to be a group, a community. Like, everyone has to help each other.
But you're not about to go to the art exhibition at school and throw food on...
No.
Or nappies.
No, not nappies either. No, I will not be doing that.
Okay. We have you on record.
Yeah.
Ons gesels met Mackenzie Meyer van Penryn College, wat gekies is as een van die top 100 in die Matrix in Antarctica competition. Thank you so much for visiting.
Thank you for having me.
Let us know what we can do to vote or how we can get involved.
I think just like me being on this platform is raising awareness enough. But thank you so much.